You are listening to the sound of a Japanese swimming team. There's a swimming pool close to our house, and you always get these swimmers chanting early in the mornings. It's a Saturday morning. I wonder what they're saying, actually. Can't really hear from here. Anyway, hello, it's Joseph, and I'm just on my way to work through the park. It's Saturday morning. We've got a packed weekend ahead of us, working today until 4, and then at 6 o'clock I'll be heading down to Koenji for the Koenji Awa Odori, which is a famous annual dance, which, despite having lived in Koenji for some time, I never actually saw myself. So we'll be going there and testing out the new camera that we have use of. Very nice video camera with some fantastic image stabilization software inside it. And so we'll be doing that, and tonight there's going to be a lot of video editing tomorrow, not for the festival but for a top secret project that we did on Wednesday, and be meeting the main guy behind that on Sunday morning at 10, and then I think on Sunday afternoon we'll be recording the next episode of Japan Pod Show, which we've got some good interviews for, which I'm excited about. And then on Monday, what have we got? I can't quite remember. Stuff, yeah. So I really like Saturday mornings because it's the beginning of the weekend. I've just been teaching at a major electronics manufacturer here in Japan for the past 3 days, full days from 9 till 5. It's quite unusual for me to do that. Sometimes I'm asked to go out and teach, although my main job is as coordinator, helping coordinate the team of teachers and Japanese sales team. And I've said this before, after I teach full days, I feel absolutely exhausted. Absolutely exhausted. It's that constant, especially when it's a low-level class, and there is the need to constantly be focusing on the students. And you know, it's, when they're slightly higher level, it's a lot easier because, of course, they'll be doing a lot more of the talking and things. So I must say, it's a big relief that that's over. Part of a 3-stage course that began back in the spring that I've been teaching. The weather's now starting to turn. It's getting cooler. I'm reaching the stage where I might wake up in the morning, and if it's very early, just feel a little bit chilly, and that's fantastic. The humidity is starting to lift, and we're heading for the autumn, which is one of my favourite seasons in Japan. I think my favourite season is spring, because it's that all that new growth. It's the end of the harsh, cold winter, especially in a house where there's and very bad heating or insulation. I'm delighted to report that we only used our air conditioner for about 4 days this year, and I think we're done. We don't need to use it anymore. So we only used it, for about 4 days in the height of the summer. That's great. I like doing that sort of thing, a bit like the fact that last winter we only used the hot water in the kitchen about 4 times. So, I know maybe that sounds horrendous, but it wasn't, actually. And saved us a lot of gas. Anyway, I'm now nearing the railway station. So, I shall see you anon. Thanks for listening.